Which PLM solutions are best? Forrester names PTC, Dassault and Aras, but misses the point. Which commercial PLM solution is the best? This question will probably never have a definite answer, but that doesn't prevent people from trying to evaluate these solutions. The latest to take on this challenge is analyst company Forrester. In the first Forrester wave in 10 years, the analyst took a broad view of the leading systems. From the perspective of discrete manufacturing solutions, Forrester looked at the software suites from Dassault System, 3D Experience, Siemens PLM, Teamcenter, PTC, Windchill, SAP PLM, Aras, Innovator, and Oracle PLM, Agile. So, who is the best overall, excluding product definition and analysis tools, such as CAD and CAI? Three PLM portfolios have been placed in Forrester Wave's leaders category, PTC, Dassault and Aras. In the next category, strong performers are Siemens and Oracle, while SAP and another developer bring up the rear with placement in the two lowest categories, contenders and challengers. Forrester's press department states we may not publish full lists of vendors ranked, but maybe you can guess who the seventh player is. How did Forrester reach these results? There's no doubt that it's a tough and daring job to produce an investigation like the Wave. It can be difficult to correctly navigate the dramatically changing IT and product realization landscape, and the Forrester study indeed raises questions. Is their PLM model and definition up to date? How relevant is it to exclude CAD and CAI capabilities in a world where fully integrated product development processes are paramount? How can they justify a weighting of 50% for the strategy parameter, including vision? Is it simply based on traditional old CPDM characteristics? My view is that Forrester ambitiously tried to create an overall trustworthy picture, but failed in regards to these questions. In this article, I'll take a closer look and explain why. According to Wikipedia, the term discrete manufacturing is defined as the manufacture of products that are distinct objects. Cars, furniture, toys, smartphones and aircraft are examples of discrete manufacturing products. These products are easily identifiable, and in this way differ from process manufacturing, where the products are undifferentiated, such as oil, natural gas and salt. Most discrete manufacturing products are also much more complex and require a system view as they are highly configurable. Given this definition, Forrester concludes that PTC is the leading system developer on the PLM side, with Dassault and Aras in tow as second and third in the leader category. Unfortunately, we cannot publish any graphics from the Forrester Wave report at the request of Forrester. From a leader to challenger. Forrester Wave offers graphical representations that place evaluated companies on a graph, divided into four categories based on analysis of 20 underlying factors. The categories are, from the highest to the lowest, leaders, strong performers, competitive, and challengers. Category placements are based on analyses of three main parameters. Current offerings, strategy, market presence. These three parameters have in turn been built around a number of subcategories. For example, in the current offerings parameter, Forrester has looked at 15 sub-elements, or functionality groups, in the programs. Examples include managing simulation data, configuration, BOM management, quality/regulatory compliance, supply chain collaboration, manufacturing process planning, IoT and digital twins. In the case of strategy, they have looked at vision and ecosystems, for example, while on the market presence side the main focus has been on revenues and number of customers. Each subcategory was then assessed based on a 0 to 5 scale, where 0 is weak and 5 is strong. Some key figures from Forrester's rating. The current offerings parameter of these companies, which in the final evaluation was weighted by 50%, was based on the 0 to 5 scale, as summarized below. Note that the third category, market presence, was provided for Informatan only and was given a weighting of 0. BOM management was the sub-element that generally reached the highest grades, along with quality compliance and supplier chain collaboration. Analytics were the area which had the lowest results. Here's how the 5 top current offering scorers were placed. 1. PTC, based on 15 parameters. 2. DAS00. 3. Siemens PLM. 4. Aras. 5. Oracle. A closer look at the grades awarded to the top 3 solutions illuminates a few interesting points. In the case of PTC's results, the underlying parameters give the company the highest rating, 5.0, for BOM management, quality compliance, digital twins, role-based applications, IoT platform and integration capabilities. In total, PTC got top scores in 8 out of 15 areas. The subcategories where PTC scored the lowest, 1.0, include supplier management and collaboration, and analytics. DAS00 system results ended with the highest grade in quality compliance, supplier collaboration, manufacturing process planning management, simulation data management, configuration and flexibility. In total, they earned 6 top ratings out of 15. DAS00 system got their lowest score, 1.0, for the digital twin and IoT platform categories. Siemens results showed top ratings for quality compliance, manufacturing process planning management, additive manufacturing / 3D printing and integration capabilities, for a total of 4 top ratings out of 15. Siemens' lowest rating, 1.0, was for analytics. Many of you might consider the current offering to be the most important of the 3 main categories, and I would tend to agree with you if it weren't for the fact that CAD and CAI was excluded from the analysis. Bernard Charles at his best. Few people in the PLM business are as visionary and charismatic as French PLM developer DAS00 Systems CEO and President, Bernard Charles. Among other things, he was one of the first in the industry to talk about and define the PLM vision, an idea that today is the backbone in an overwhelming majority of the world's industries. During his leadership, DAS00 has become the clear leader in PLM in terms of revenues. But lightning didn't just strike once, but twice in the case of Charles. His second big PLM idea is the theory and establishment of the 3D experience platform. While a big vision, there has also been some criticism pointing at the gap between Bernard's visions and what the company actually has been able to deliver in terms of ready-to-use solutions. However, the 3D experience platform of today is a highly capable foundation of what the DAS leader calls beyond PLM. In Forrester's Wave study, the idea of a fully integrated, seamless platform, covering everything from product definition and simulation tools, to CPDM and digital manufacturing / automation tools, didn't bear fruit in terms of high scores. This lack of depth in Forrester's latest wave can be regarded as a shortcoming, since it doesn't reflect the capabilities of the latest and most advanced PLM tools, a disadvantage that also affected Siemens PLM's position in the wave. Placements for strategy. While this parameter might seem subjective, Forrester still gave this part of the investigation a 50% weighting toward category placement. The top 5 according to Forrester's strategy score are 1. PTC and DAS00. 3. Aras. 4. Siemens and Oracle. PTC are given top ratings for vision and delivery model, cloud, while their partner ecosystem parameter achieved a lower grade. DAS00 system got top ratings for vision and partner ecosystems, while a lower grade was obtained for delivery model, cloud. Aras results saw this relative newcomer to the top tier PLM top scene received 5.0 for vision. Aras also received a 3.0 rating for their partner ecosystem and delivery model, cloud. DAS00 has the broadest market penetration. The third main category, market presence, does not appear to have any significance for the weighting in the graphical Forrester wave. Instead, each PLM suite is represented by a circle whose diameter shows the size of their presence. A large circle equals a wide range of customers and geographical distribution, while a small circle indicates the opposite. In this model, DAS00 possesses the largest circle due to its position of being number one in terms of market penetration. Siemens and SAP have the second largest circles, while PTC is third in terms of size. It's an accurate description of how big the players are on the market relative to each other. However, as stated above, this does not affect their placement in the larger context. Aras, PLM and Oracle are only marked with a dot, which illustrates that they each have what it takes to be regarded as complete in terms of content, but still have the narrowest market size. However, it should be noted that Aras is the first company in many years to have shaken up the PLM market and managed to battle their way into the PLM top layer. Weak spots in Forrester's Wave: no product definition tools included. As mentioned above, product definition tools such as CAD and CHI were omitted from the analyses. This brings up questions like, what is the definition of PLM? Which tools are included in the PLM concept? And how important is it to look to support of model-based multi-domain product development processes such as ALM, Application Lifecycle Management, and ADA, Electronic Design Automation? These questions are not unimportant to an overall assessment, but have not been included as supporting factors. In its Wave report, Forrester focused exclusively on non-definition discrete manufacturing-related PLM tools. As such, this evaluation only covers part of the product realization process, which always means that the comparisons are likely to falter at some point. In addition, a solution that has an apparent strength in the product definition areas of development, CAD and simulation, can be less strong in terms of manufacturing, but in an overall assessment becomes competitive as a solution that has its strength mainly in production. Which tools should be included in the PLM concept? According to PLM Analyst, CIM Data, all the tools needed in a product realization process are included in their PLM definition, from what they call tools, like MCAD, SAR/CHI, ADA, AEC, and ALM, to collaborative product definition management, CPDM, solutions, to digital manufacturing software. What produces the most correct picture from a life cycle perspective is always up for discussion, but let's just say that when it comes to the product life cycle management concept, it is imperative that the entire life cycle is covered. Seen from this angle, Forrester has chosen to look only at a limited set of PLM tools. PTC and Aras are pleased. Criticism from Dassoo. What were the PLM vendors' reactions to the Forrester study? PTC's reaction is positive, unsurprising, given it came out on top. We are pleased that Forrester recognized PTC as a PLM leader, said Kevin Wren, Divisional General Manager of the PLM segment at PTC. In our view, this ranking reinforces PTC's commitment to the PLM space, while also demonstrating how we will continue to lead the market not only in core PLM functionality, but also in vision for this software, through integrations with industrial IoT and augmented reality technologies. Additionally, Wren claimed that Windchill exemplifies PTC's commitment to PLM technology innovation. Windchill unleashes a single view to product data and processes across multiple systems of record to more stakeholders throughout the organization. With it, organizations can improve product quality by connecting teams directly to live operational data, he said. The same kind of positive reaction came from Aras, who has gained acknowledgement of their newly minted position as one of PLM's big league contenders with this placement in the Wave Leaders category. Companies looking to make a meaningful change to their product organization and knock down the figurative walls between product development and the business should consider Aras as an agile solution that meets requirements and delivers results fast, commented Aras CEO Peter Schroer. On the other hand, despite being ranked as one of the leaders, Dassoo System has some concerns about the Forrester's Wave. I asked Dassault's spokesperson, Kevin Boy, Innovia Strategy and Role Portfolio Director, about his views and main points about Forrester's definition of PLM not being comprehensive enough to reflect modern PLM. Boy said, Forrester's analysis of PLM does not account for the breadth and depth of next-generation PLM. It does not reflect innovation around systems engineering, or necessary depth in examining analytics capabilities. We had suggested to add categories for platforms, systems engineering, and configuration management, for example, but they were not listed separately. It was therefore impossible to effectively showcase our very robust model-based business platform in the 1,000 character limit per category that they imposed. With such a diverse set of capabilities to evaluate, we were also surprised that Forrester elected to only interview 3 customers as a way to effectively rank each category, limiting our ability to provide access to our most innovative customers in the Forrester Report categories of cloud, analytics, digital twin and IoT. But as stated, according to Forrester's parameters, PTC gets the highest score, DAS00 is second and ARAS third. All placed in the leader area. However, Siemens has a higher ranking than ARAS when seen from the perspective of a strong portfolio in terms of current offerings, but despite this, Siemens does not earn its place in the leader category. My take, a not unproblematic view. The question about the context of these kinds of evaluations is what importance they can be given. Clearly, the Forrester analysts have done a thorough job and generally based their conclusions on what clients expressed during in-depth interviews. This is important, and should be taken seriously, although, if the case is what Dassault's Kevin Bohe claims, that only 3 customers has been interviewed, the foundation is a bit too statistically thin to serve as the basis for general conclusions. The Wave is an impressive document in many ways, but it also raises a number of issues that are equally important when evaluating the PLM capabilities of these systems. The view that Forrester has taken is not entirely unproblematic. Let's discuss a few points. The lack of parameters covering integrated product definition tools, CAD, CAI, ALM, ADA, has already been mentioned above. As far as I can see, and as indicated earlier in the article, this report takes a conventional view of BOM management and does not recognize the value of fully integrated product development. Solutions that support a multi-domain model-based product development and manufacturing process didn't receive scores for this. In terms of what smart connected product developers need to produce these types of solutions, this is a shortcoming. Although IoT and digital twins are included on the list of parameters, Forrester's narrow view of PLM does not address the complexity of developing next-generation smart products or the challenges that have been advanced by Industry 4.0 and the need for integrated cyber-physical production systems. We noted that in the 3 main categories, the final rating is based on a weighting of current offerings accounting for 50%. The other 50% in the final grade consists of strategy, while the market presence is not given any significance at all. There may be certain weaknesses with this perspective, such as the response in case of technical or market support may be slow or difficult to obtain. The fact is that an extensive market presence also increases the inflow of feedback, which can fuel insights for further software development, and a large market presence also allows for a large development organization. The value of a vision versus here and now capabilities. It can also be discussed whether strategy should count for 50% of the score. Vision, for instance, is a subset of Forrester's 50% weighted strategy parameter. There's no doubt that vision is important as a driver in product development innovations, but it says less about what can be solved here and now. The presence of existing tools is a success factor, and more important than what a developer aims at in an uncertain future. But having vision is only one part of the puzzle. Anyone could have an interesting vision, but without a clear strategy and the market momentum to get there, a vision stays a vision. In this context, the question should be, who has a credible vision and a clear strategy, together with the means to get there? And, dare I argue, it's probably not worth a 50% impact on the strategy parameter. Another consequence of this is that vision-centric systems get a relatively larger score, while at the same time downplaying the what can be done here and now factor. This may be a weakness, not least because of the view that they are giving a reduced significance to engineering-centric developers such as PTC and Siemens PLM. In today's Wave, it didn't negatively affect PTC's positioning, but it probably changed things for Siemens PLM. On the topic of Siemens, it looks as though Forrester compared Dassault system entire 3D experience platform in scope, while only considering Teamcenter in the case of Siemens. This is a disadvantage. It would have been more fair to use Siemens equivalent, the digital innovation platform, as a basis of comparison. Furthermore, when it comes to manufacturing, it would have been a good idea to include and examine integrated factory automation tools. In a not too distant future, this area will play an important role in all Industry 4.0 setups. In some places, it already does. In the end, the two big problematic takeaways are the limited view in terms of the complete integrated product development chain, and the heavy weighting of the strategy/vision side of the participants' solutions. Anyone thinking about investing in systems based on evaluations that are excessively focused on the developers' visions of the future would be well served by looking at their previous history. How successful have they been at implementing these visionary pieces in reality? This evaluation of the PLM market is intended to be a starting point only, Forrester writes in the report. It will be interesting to see how the commercial PLM tools are evaluated with a broader scope of PLM applied. My qualified guess is that such a perspective will affect the scores and the placements in the future Forrester wave. As it is now, it's more PDM than PLM.